The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
This is Chandler Smith.
Checkered flag is in the air, and Chandler Smith has won here in Phoenix.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
A jam-packed holiday weekend of racing here in the Commonwealth of Virginia continues this afternoon with some Xfinity Series action. This three-quarter mile short track will provide plenty of challenges for these rising stars. Chief amongst those challenges will be the aging surface of this racetrack, a surface that defending series champion Cole Custer likens to ice after just five laps.
I mean, Richmond is probably the most similar to being on ice. Like, being on ice without ice skates is what it feels like, you know, after about five laps. So you're just slipping and sliding around, and you have to just manage your tires the most you can to try and have something at the end of the run.
Custer will look to master Richmond and return to victory lane at the action track like he did in 2019. To do so, he'll have to battle fellow championship contenders Justin Allgaier and Austin Hill, as well as one of the best late model racers in the country, Bubba Pollard, who makes his Xfinity Series debut today, who will manage their tires and slip and slide their way to victory lane. The Toyota Care 250 is next.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series is ready to race on a beautiful Saturday afternoon here at the Richmond Raceway. It is the sixth race of the 2024 season. Today, 250 laps, 38 race teams, the Toyota Care 250, and it is indeed next and live right here on the Motor Racing Network. My name is Jeff Strigel. Alongside is Alex Hayden from the broadcast booth looking down at this three-quarter-mile racetrack. And Alex, practice qualifying done earlier today. Jordan Anderson Racing as an organization captures their first-ever career pole, but so does their driver.
And that's Parker Retzlaff, a Wisconsin native, 20 years old. This is a young driver that tends to get more out of his race cars than a lot of other drivers out on the circuit. He's one that can put the pedal down. He understands how to smoothly pass drivers. He understands how to get raw speed out of cars. He did it today in qualifying, and he indeed is going to lead the field to the green flag. And as talented as a driver as he is, he's got a bit of a veteran crew chief in Chad Kendrick that calls the shots. Chad's won a lot of races in the NASCAR ranks, including the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series with Timothy Peters years back. So Kendrick knows how to guide and set up race cars, and this young driver, he can put the pedal down.
And if you're going to go to victory lane here, and we just heard Cole Custer refer to it as like walking on ice without roller skates five laps into a run, we're going to go 250 here this afternoon. What is it about this surface that makes it so difficult?
It's just simply worn out. And when you go through extreme heat like they have here in Richmond, Virginia through the summers, through some extreme cold in the winters, this asphalt just has cracks in it and just simply wears out. It eats up these tires. Goodyear brings a phenomenal tire, but this racing surface chews them up, and that forces these drivers literally after about five hard laps to start losing grip in a big way.
It is the Toyota Care 250. It is the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and it is next right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
The 2004 NASCAR Cup Series Championship was won in dramatic fashion.
Well, they changed right side tires. Only the entire wheel came off.
But what happened throughout the year is what makes it one of NASCAR's biggest seasons. Hear all the stories on NASCAR Live Presents 2004 Chasing History. This week on Chasing History.
And I told everybody to listen. Look, Carl Edwards is the guy that should be in this car.
Get the latest episode of NASCAR Live Presents 2004 Chasing History at MRN.com or on your favorite podcast platform.
A moment ago, Alex Hayden pointed out our poll winner, Parker Retzloff. He is going to be with us when we come back, along with the other driver that will start on the front row. His name is Brandon Jones from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Back here at Richmond, driver introductions are indeed underway. They're loaded into Toyota Tundras and taken around this racetrack so that all the fans can get an up-close view of their favorite driver. As driver intros are underway, why don't we visit with the two drivers that are going to start on the front row. First, our pole winner, that is Parker Retzloff, and he is with our Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
120.428 miles per hour. Parker, I want to kind of go big picture. A couple of top five finishes, your first pole, Jordan Anderson Racing's first pole. Just describe the process of your team, the progress of your team here as we roll through this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all, we spent a lot of time with the sim in the last couple of weeks and just trying to get better. And this is a place that I've had circled since the beginning of the year that I felt like I was pretty good at, and I feel like we could have had a good day at. So worked a lot on it, and I mean the whole team, just the whole Funkway 31 team, just brought a car as fast as the internet, and it's showing today. We ran a really good lap in qualifying, and now we're going to try and hope and take it to the race and hopefully end up with a trophy.
How did you feel? Did you get a longer run? How did you feel about the car over a longer run, which we certainly will have here today?
Yeah, I mean, I told everyone on the team that I thought our long run car was better than we were short run. So I think qualifying in the pole gave me a lot of confidence to stay for the race.
There we go. That's Parker Retzloff. Always good to have a first-timer here, and he's a first-time pole winner here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Not a first-time racing here in the Xfinity Series for the driver who qualified second. That is Brandon Jones out of the state of Georgia. 13 previous Xfinity Series starts here. The best he's ever finished is eighth, but he's got a great start when the green flag goes in the air. Let's hear from Brandon Jones. He's with our Jason Toy of Barboursville, West Virginia.
So he gets ready to roll. He's got a good handful of top 10 finishes here at Richmond. And Brandon, great qualifying effort, your best of the season. Is it going to transition into a great running race car later today?
Yeah, that's the way to start the weekend for sure. I thought we were really good in practice. Thought that we didn't get a big just one lap speed posted, but we were almost like top three in those 20 lap average speeds, which that's what you want to see here at Richmond. You want to see that tire fall off, and you want to see that you didn't fall off as much as the other guy, you know. So it was good to see that the long run then translated to the short run, right? Like sometimes you have one or the other, not both. It's nice to kind of have both this weekend and be able to fire off really fast, but then also be able to manage the grip too. So, yeah, I'm excited to see the front row from here. I need some redemption over last year. I know that I was the cause of a lot of it. I got into Riley there last year running fifth or so in that last restart we had. So I hated that. I hated that we took our car out of a contention, but we'll make it better this time. I think we learned from that race, and we can put it into play here this weekend.
All right, let's talk about you for a second here. Last year, obviously, didn't have the finishes that you hoped for. This year, a lot better. You've been, even though when you fall back early, you seem to be up there late in this race. What's the momentum been like for this team?
Yeah, I think what's important this year is if you look at all of our starting positions, we're always finishing better than where we started. So that means you're constantly going forward in the race, and you're constantly bettering yourself from where you started, you know. And almost if you look at a couple of years ago, I almost would start better and then finish worse, you know. So that's a big thing, be able just to finish ahead of where you start. Yeah, this year has already kicked off to a way better start than it did last year. Still hasn't been perfect. We've had a lot of races where, you know, you look at little things that have affected our race and our position, but they've all been in the top 10, and we've all kind of had a good rebound around some of them. So we'll go out here and have a mistake-free day today, hopefully, and capitalize on a good car.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
All right, Brandon Jones starting off on the outside of row number one.
Well, if he can finish better than he starts, we'll be talking to Brandon Jones in victory lane because he starts second here this afternoon. Starting inside row two, position number three is a former winner and the driver that Steve Post said it's like racing on ice at Richmond, and that's Cole Custer.
Yeah, racing on ice is what we have. That's what, Cole, you described it in our opening, racing on ice here. But you must be a pretty good ice racer. Top five finishes in the last three Richmond races, including that win. What is there about this racetrack and driving on this slippery racetrack that has always suited you so well?
Man, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you can show up here and feel like you're lost. You know, you're slipping around and so much. But I've been lucky to drive a lot of good cars. I feel like our Haas Automation Ford Mustang today is pretty solid. Needed a little bit more in practice, but got a good starting spot in third, so hopefully just stay up there. But like you said, I mean, if you can keep the tires on it, that's going to be your friend all day. So just got to be really good after 15 laps and managing the tires.
Big picture, a lot of top five finishes here this season. How good are you guys now as you're in defense mode of that championship you had last year?
Yeah, we're feeling good. You know, I think we have really solid cars right now, and I'm looking forward to today. It's just trying to get that little bit more. You know, I feel like we've just needed that little bit more all year, but hopefully find that today.
We'll see what happens. That's Cole Custer. That little bit more can come here at Richmond. He starts in the third spot.
Now let's put a spotlight on a driver who's going to be starting in the number four spot. This driver spotlight is presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. That driver is Chandler Smith. He's got one career start in the Xfinity Series here at Richmond Raceway, and he's got one career win in the Xfinity Series here at Richmond Raceway. Trying to stay undefeated is Chandler Smith. He's with Jason Toy.
He gets ready to roll off fourth here. You got the win at this track. You go back a couple of weeks ago, you got the win at Phoenix. A lot of people comparisons of the track here and Phoenix. So how do you like your race car here as you get ready to roll?
Yeah, I think we got a solid number 81 Mobile One GR Supra. It's not driving quite like I'd like it to, but it's got decent speed. So just a little fine-tuning, I think we'll be all right.
All right, there you go. He's getting introduced to the crowd here. Chandler Smith rolls off fourth.
All right, Jason, thank you very much. We'll have more for you from Richmond in a moment.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
Looking for weekly motorsports podcasts to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
In the open, Alex Hayden mentioned that Bubba Pollard is in the field. If you're not familiar with Bubba Pollard, he is a short track standout at the super late model division, making his debut at this level today, courtesy of Junior Motorsports. We're going to talk to Bubba when we come back from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
The biggest stars in our sport are here and assembled down on the pit grid, and they include Justin Allgaier and Cole Custer, A.J. Allmendinger, Parker Kligerman, and Austin Hill. They're all here, along with a couple of drivers making their series debut. One of them is absolutely rock solid when you look at drivers that run the short tracks around the country. His name is Bubba Pollard. He's won some of the biggest races at that level, making his debut here this afternoon. Bubba Pollard's with Steve Post.
Now, Jeff, and one of those wins was up at your place, Berlin, Money in the Bank, Bubba Pollard, and he has won everywhere. Bubba, just first off, the opportunity to drive for Dale Jr. and get an opportunity here in the Xfinity Series, what does it mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. Not only me, but everybody that's helped me out. It's pretty neat. And to be able to do it with an organization like Junior Motorsports and Marine being a part of it, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better ride. And we're excited for today. And I know old Jeff up there in the booth, he's one of my buddies. So hopefully we can make everyone in Berlin, Michigan, and proud as well. So hopefully we have a good day.
Okay, so fastest in practice, struggled a little bit in qualifying. You've got a little work to do. How do you feel about the race car? Because this will have a much longer run than that qualifying lap.
Yeah, well, I think the race car's a lot better than I am right now. I just I got to get more laps, more seat time. I just got to be patient. These cars really, man, you really can't overdrive them. And that's what I did in qualifying, was just overdrive it, overthink it a little bit. You know, you see a name at the top of the board there in practice, and all is well, right? But you get humbled real quick, and but I know I got a good race car. I just got to do my job and stay patient, wrap that bottom line, and make it to the end.
Have fun.
Thank you.
There we go. The legend, Bubba Pollard, getting ready to go. He'll start in 37th spot, but boy, I'll tell you what, Jeff and Alex, I just get excited talking to him. I have so much respect for him as a short track racer, and it's fun to see him here getting a chance to race here in the Xfinity Series.
I agree 100%. I think we speak on behalf of everybody when you talk about Bubba Pollard. He's so likable, and he's so good, and he's right. You need some seat time. He's about to get 250 laps of seat time. It wouldn't surprise us at all if he ended up in the top 10 at the end of the day. He's a Georgia native. Also a Georgia native is Austin Hill. Austin Hill's on the different end of the spectrum from Bubba Pollard, who's making his series debut. Austin Hill is the only driver this year to finish top five in all five of the races to start the season. Matches Austin Cindric in 2021 and Kyle Busch in 2014. Two wins under his belt as well. Austin Hill is with Jason Toy.
Well, if you talk about building the championship seasons, Austin Hill has done that so far with those wins, all the top fives. But today you got your work cut out for you. You got to start 16th, about the middle of the field here. What happened in your qualifying run there, and is this a better long-run race car for you?
I hope it is. I mean, we ran a lot of laps. It's hard to tell, though, here at Richmond. The track goes through so much of a change. You know, as tire rubber lays down, as cloud cover kind of comes and goes, as it's really temperature sensitive. So, we thought that we were decent on the long run. Our short run definitely wasn't there. Qualifying was just really tight. Chatter in the front's really bad through the corner. And then I had so much wheel in it, I buzzed the rears on exit. So I've already hurt the right rear tire only two laps in, and we ain't even started the race yet. So I'll have to just manage that all day. But, yeah, I think we're probably a little better than 16th, but I don't know how good we are yet. Come back to me after lap 250 and ask me that again.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
There you go, Austin Hill, rolling off 16th here today at Richmond.
So, a moment ago, the postman was talking to Bubba Pollard's series debut. We're going to talk to Steve Post again, a driver making his series debut, and his name is Taylor Gray.
Taylor Gray will make his series debut here in the Xfinity Series. Has two truck series starts here at Richmond, so it's not a new track for you, but what's it feel like to make this first Xfinity Series start and to do it here today at Richmond?
Yeah, it's an awesome feeling. I'm very blessed to be here, and I can't thank everybody enough at Place of Hope and Joe Gibbs Racing bring me a really good GR Supra. So just have to stay patient all day and be there at the end when it counts.
You mentioned Joe Gibbs Racing. What is it like to have a field, to be with a team like Joe Gibbs Racing, to have the depth that they have on all facets of racing? What's that been like to be able to lean on their skill sets to help you in this first race here in this series?
It's been awesome. I mean, it's never a question, right? You're always going to be bringing fast race cars to the racetrack. So, like I said, I'm very blessed to be here.
Fast race cars to the racetrack, and he's a heck of a driver as well. That's Taylor Gray, ready to roll off on his series debut in the Xfinity Series here this afternoon.
Yeah, he's one of them you got to keep a close eye on. A young shoe, to another hot young driver in the form of Jesse Love, making his first Xfinity Series start on a short track here today at Richmond Raceway. Jason Toy.
Yeah, he gets ready to jump behind the wheel of the Whelen Chevrolet here and talking things over with Danny Stockman, his crew chief. And all right, you come here for the first time in one of these rides here. So far, it's been a pretty good weekend for you. Working with this crew chief and Danny Stockman, what's it going to take to get the job done?
I don't know. I think that we have a much different handling car than everybody else. I feel like we're on the free side. And I feel like a lot of people that I've been talking to at the driver intros and all that are really tight. So, hey, you can't beat them if you're the same as them, right? So I think we have a little bit of that on our side of being different than everybody. And, you know, we got to obviously have that threshold not going too far. But I think that we made some adjustments to kind of find some middle ground, and we'll adjust to that, you know, the caution laps that we get.
We talked about Danny Stockman, your crew chief. He is great working with young drivers. He's intense, too, and he's also very knowledgeable. How is he relaying all that info to you, and how is the communication back and forth? Now, we're a quarter of our way into the season.
Yeah, it's all details, man. You know, Danny is so good with details, and he makes those front ends turn like nobody else. So I think that I have a lot of that on my side this weekend of having the front end cutting and turning. And yeah, you know, we're going to have to work on it a little bit, but he's so detail-oriented, and I feel like he understands my feedback so well and how I like the car to handle. So I feel like we're in a really good spot.
All right, Jesse Love getting ready to jump behind the wheel. He'll roll off eighth.
Yeah, and he has a ton of talent. You're going to be hearing a lot about Jesse Love in the future here in the world of NASCAR. Now to a driver that's been there, done that, at least here at the Richmond Raceway. He's gone to victory lane twice in his career. His name, Justin Allgaier.
Justin will start in position number five down here. We're going to let Dad get in here and get a picture first. Dad, okay, here we go. We'll take priority over Dad here. How about that? This racetrack been so good to you with two wins. What is there about this track, and what does your car need to do to get number three here today, Justin?
Well, we started off today really, really good. I felt like our Hellman's Deca Camaro was really fast in practice. You know, qualifying, we over-adjusted just a little bit. You know, you don't really know what to expect with the track grip and you know, we started at 8:30 this morning on the rubber from the modifieds last night. So you got a lot of unknowns, but I feel like when the track gets really hot and slick, that's when our team really excels. You know, it's the sun's out. It's going to be slick today. I love this racetrack here at Richmond. And as a company, you know, Junior Motorsports has had a lot of success here. We had three teammates last fall that were really good and had good races going. So, you know, I'm proud of the effort, proud of everybody back at the shop, all the Hendrick Engine Department, everybody at Chevrolet. You know, we're doing all the right things. We don't necessarily have the results to show for it, but we'll get there this afternoon.
Yeah, exactly right. They may not have it now, well, at least at the start of the race, but they could certainly get it. That's Justin Allgaier. Fifth starting spot. He's a two-time winner here at Richmond.
He is, and one of the favorites to maintain the tires throughout the 250 laps of racing and potentially be there at the end to pick up another win here at Richmond Raceway. Now, let's go over to Jason Toy.
Hey, Jay Allmendinger getting ready to jump behind the wheel of the Action Industries Chevrolet. And all right, you have a love-hate relationship here with this racetrack? Do you like it here at Richmond? Does it challenge you here at Richmond?
I'll go with the last question first. Yes, it definitely challenges me. This place is so unique. It's you can be great one time you show up and think you've got the place figured out, and the next time you come back, it brings you right back down to earth. So, you know, I felt like this Action Industry Chevy was pretty good in practice. I went out late on purpose just to kind of get all the fake grip off the racetrack. So we don't really know where it stacks up on speed. Decent qualifying effort there. You know, you just always got to border that fine line of being a little tight but still have drive off and not being too tight or going the opposite direction. So we'll be adjusting on it all day and hopefully give ourselves a shot to have a really solid day.
Have fun.
Thank you.
All right, AJ Allmendinger rolling off from the seventh spot. Steve Post.
Eric Almirola going to start in position number 10. Eric, I saw a post from you on social media. 20 years ago, a young, bright-eyed Eric Almirola made his Xfinity Series start racing for Joe Gibbs Racing here at Richmond. Can you even put in perspective, here you are back with Joe Gibbs Racing again, right where it all started?
Well, it was 18 years ago. 20 years ago is when I went to work for them. I ran some late model stuff for them for a while and then some trucks and then got my opportunity to make my first, it was Busch Series back then, start here in 2006. So yeah, 18 years later, I'm back, and it's awesome. It really is such an awesome feeling to be able to come back here where it all started for me with Coach in the Xfinity Series. And it's Easter weekend. We have He Gets Us on the car, and it's just amazing for me to reflect and look at what God's done in my life over the span of 20 years and all the people he's put me in touch with and in contact with and the things that I've been able to accomplish throughout my career because of that phone call I got from Coach and JD to move to North Carolina. So, yeah, it's been awesome. Our Toyota Supra is really fast here this weekend. We've had really good speed on in practice and qualifying. We missed it a little bit, but I feel like we're going to be really good here in the race.
18 years ago, Eric Almirola starts in the 10th spot. What a great story. What a great career, and it continues on here today.
Pre-race ceremonies are on deck from Richmond Raceway.
Calling all nonprofit organizations, the NASCAR Foundation has great news. The NASCAR Day Giveathon is back for 2024. What's that, you ask? It's a national campaign to help nonprofit organizations raise funds to support their local missions. By signing up for the Giveathon, you gain access to a national marketing campaign to build visibility and donations for your nonprofit at no cost to you. And as a bonus, special incentives and prizes will be announced along the way to help you maximize your efforts. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org to sign up today.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes. Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh,
a little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
Drivers off to a good start so far here in 2024. Austin Hill and Chandler Smith are the only two drivers so far this season to finish inside the top 10 in every event. Austin Hill inside the top 5 in every event. But he's got work to do here today. We'll find out how he does shortly from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Two and a half, and we'll take you downstairs for pre-race ceremonies. Glad to have you with us live on the Motor Racing Network, the NASCAR Xfinity Series here at the Richmond Raceway. You'll hear from Mike Bagley coming up here in just a little bit, just outside of turn number three, ready to call the action for you today. We were just looking down, and we saw the president, not Mr. Biden, but the president of Richmond Raceway, who is sitting and greeting the fans. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. Lori Collier-Warren, the president of Richmond Raceway, walking along in front of the grandstands, came up, started shaking hands with folks. People were calling her name out because she would turn around and walk over and say hello and shake hands with them. She's wildly popular in this area. Her business that she was a part of with a magazine was also here before she became president of Richmond Raceway. You know, the other day we got to town, Thursday, I guess it was, we rolled into to Richmond, Virginia. We stopped off at the gas station over near our hotel. Mm-hmm. The magazine rack there, as you're walking in, there's a Richmond magazine there, and she was on the cover of that with Richmond Raceway, and it is a good hire for the sport of NASCAR racing, her running this racetrack.
And her shoe game rivals strong. Yours.
Well, it's strong. I'll tell you. She does a good job with the shoe game, matches the outfit. I admire that because I do the same.
And short track racing, obviously it goes without saying. We all love it. We all enjoy it. We've been to Bristol already this year. We're kind of in that little short track swing. We'll go from here. We'll go visit another great president with NASCAR. And that's Clay Campbell next week at the Martinsville Speedway.
I'm very much looking forward to getting back to Martinsville Speedway. A handful of tickets remaining for next week, so please jump online at martinsvillespeedway.com. Buy your tickets. If you can't make it to Martinsville, of course, we'll have it for you right here live on the Motor Racing Network. That's not the only NASCAR short track this span. We're going to Dominion Raceway tonight.
Yes.
Watching a big race tonight, late model stock car race, a 200-lapper. The Legends cars are going to be racing there, and we're looking forward to being there for that one.
And I've heard so much about it, have never been there. We'll all see it firsthand tonight. Looking forward to that. Also, looking forward to what we have on tap right now, and that is, again, the NASCAR Xfinity Series. This three-quarter-mile racetrack, we call it the Richmond Raceway. It produces high speed, high action from beginning to end. Let's take you downstairs right now. Richmond Raceway pre-race ceremony set to begin.
Please rise as you're able and remove your hats. And veterans, render a hand salute as the Rappahannock Raiders Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from the 23rd Quartermaster Brigade, United States Army, Fort Gregg Adams, Chaplain Robert Halsinger.
Please bow your heads with me as you pray in your faith tradition and I pray in mine. Dear God, on this great Easter Eve day, we celebrate what was to come over 2,000 years ago. Just as the full body shaking of the passing cars that is soon to be felt in Chaos Corner, so too the earth shook when your son defeated death. Thank you for the sacrifice so that we may live a life of service and transform what is around us. May the teams that stand before us today work as one, and may all leave everything you have gifted them out on the racetrack to your glory. Keep them safe, we pray, in your name, amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome from the United States Air Force Heritage of America Band, Technical Sergeant Melissa Lacour.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
pre-race ceremonies wrapping up on the pit lane. The drivers now will fist bump the team members, swing a leg over the door and into the cockpit of the race cars. The Xfinity Series is next.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to the racing field. The face off from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
pit road is clearing out as those folks funnel their way between the pit walls back behind the pit carts. Race fans here scattering around, coming out of the breezeway, beginning to make their climb up into the grandstands and find their seats as they get set for the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm's soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Give me a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal. Pro boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Toyota Care 250 from Richmond Raceway. Sponsored by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. By Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
We welcome you back to Richmond Raceway. The NASCAR Xfinity Series drivers aboard their race cars. Pit lane is all but clear. Just a couple of crew members with each race car. The NASCAR Xfinity Series officials are lined up beside each car. Jeff, we're getting closer and closer to getting these cars on the racetrack.
What would you do for $100,000?
I'd slap you.
Oh, well, don't do that. And you're not going to get $100,000. But we are going to find out what four drivers... That wasn't funny. We'll be eligible for the Xfinity Series Dash for Cash as we move on to Martinsville.
Yeah, we will. And this is a great program that's been in play from our friends at Comcast Xfinity. The four best finishing drivers, which are points eligible drivers, they got to be full-time series drivers here today, will have the opportunity to compete for that $100,000 bonus starting next week at the Martinsville Speedway. The four Dash for Cash races, Martinsville, Texas, Talladega Super Speedway, and Dover Motor Speedway. It's been a heck of a program. Over $5.5 million have been given out in bonus money.
They are a huge partner of NASCAR, that is for sure. Alex, I'm going to give you five numbers. You tell me what they all have in common. 1-1-4-4-2. What do they all have in common?
You know, those sound like the finishes of Austin Hill. They really
Amazing.
Do. It really has been a great start for Austin Hill. Wins at Daytona, wins at Atlanta. The only driver this year to have top five finishes in all five races. And he equals what Kyle Busch did and Austin Cindric did. They're the only drivers in the history of this division that's ever started the season with top five finishes in the first five races of the season. He's going to have his work cut out for him here at Richmond, though, this afternoon. Best he's ever finished here has been ninth.
And that was, of course, last year. He's got an 18th and a ninth in his two starts here at Richmond. But, man, he's got a streak going. Can it continue? Like you said, crowd beginning to file in. It's going to be a good afternoon of racing.
Can't wait for it. These drivers are ready to go. The fans are ready to go. We are ready to go. So why don't we take you trackside right now to get the command?
Richmond Raceway, this is the moment you have all been waiting for. Are you ready to get this NASCAR Xfinity Series Toyota Care 250 started? Here to give the command to fire engines is the proud owner of a 2017 Toyota Tundra and VIP customer of Loyalty Toyota, Dana Reed.
Drivers, start your engines!
One by one, they come to life, 38 of them in all, as we get ready to go 250 laps at the Richmond Raceway. It is the Toyota Care 250. It's live. It's next on the Motor Racing Network.
The NASCAR season is here, and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Did you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA, who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page, and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, 50 Years of MRN, The 1993 Season, Junior's Journey, and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
38 engines rumbling down on pit road. When we come back from this quick break, we'll introduce you to the drivers behind the wheel of these race cars as we get ready to go here this afternoon from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
All right, tease them off. Let's see, here we go.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
38 race teams are ready to go. Starting 38th, Joey Gase. Bubba Pollard in his debut. You heard from him earlier today. 37th starting spot for Bubba. 36th, Garrett Smithley. Patrick Emmerling raced here last night. He'll start today, 35th. Kyle Sieg will start 34th. Dawson Cram, 33rd. Logan Bearden will start 32nd. And Matt DiBenedetto, he'll start 31st.
Ryan Vargas goes 30th. Josh Palicki starts 29th. Blaine Perkins is the 28th starter. Taylor Gray will start 27th. Josh Williams qualified 26th. Leland Honeyman will start 25th. Haley Deegan starts 24th. Kyle Weatherman, 23rd. Ryan Ellis will start 22nd. And Jeb Burton starts 21st.
Starting 20th, Sheldon Creed, 19th. Brennan Poole, Anthony Alfredo will start 18th. Jeremy Clements will start 17th, and Austin Hill will start 16th here this afternoon. Starting 15th, Ryan Sieg. Riley Herbst will start 14th. 13th starter will be Sammy Smith. Shane Van Gisbergen will start 12th, and starting 11th will be Sam Mayer.
Eric Almirola will start 10th. Parker Kligerman goes 9th. Jesse Love starts 8th, and A.J. Allmendinger 7th. Corey Heim is the 6th starter. Justin Allgaier goes 5th. Chandler Smith starts 4th. The 3rd starter, that's Cole Custer. Starting 2nd is Brandon Jones. And on the pole from Wisconsin, Parker Retzloff.
And he turned a lap on this 3-quarter mile racetrack at 120.428 miles an hour. Now we talk about this racetrack, high speed, short track, Richmond Raceway. Let's learn more and visit with the gentleman outside of turn number 3, ready to call the action for you here this afternoon on the Motor Racing Network from Milford, Delaware. It is Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Jeff. Good afternoon, everyone. Position on the platform outside of turn number three. Right now, the field is working their way out onto this three-quarter mile Richmond Raceway. Everybody stopped at the moment, allowing pit road to clear itself. They'll get going and check this layout for the very first time. 14 degrees of banking in the corners, and when the drivers come off the end of the front straightaway, they must resist the temptation to overdrive the corner. Got to learn the braking zone. Whoa the car down, because at the start of the race, it's all about wrapping the yellow line at the bottom of the racetrack. Once the laps start clicking off, then the task at hand is to get that lane to get higher and higher and higher. In the past, we've had them practically scraping the outside wall. We've had them on the bottom of the racetrack, and we've had them at all points in between. Also, manage the exit of turn two. That wall comes up quick. You don't want to be tight, and all of a sudden you're pounding the fence coming off the corner. And most importantly, manage the emotions of the day, because at some point somebody's going to lay a fender to you. It's all about how you react to that, or how you're reacted to when you lay the fender to somebody, especially late in the going. A lot to manage, a lot of action, a lot of fun and excitement that we'll document high atop turn three this afternoon at the Richmond Raceway.
That is Mike Bagley. And on the pit lane are Steve Post and Jason Toy. They're ready to give you some more inside information on today's race, starting with Steve Post.
Yeah, you guys talked about the great start for Austin Hill on the season. On the other side of that equation is young Sam Mayer. It's been one top 10 finish this year. Talk to Marty Lindley, his crew chief, and that's the good thing about having a veteran crew chief. First and foremost, they brought fast race cars to the racetrack. Some of the bad finishes has certainly been situational. This is really one that they have circled. They finished 17th last year, but they had a mechanical problem. They lost a lap. They ran most of the race one lap down, but their lap times were as good, if not better, than the leaders. So they feel really good about Richmond, feel really good about Martinsville, and they're hoping these are the 2 weeks to get Sam Mayer back into the front of the field here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Jason?
One of the great things, Steve, when we come to this racetrack and we get the short tracks, we get a lot of new faces, new names that are able to make their appearance out here at the Richmond Raceway. Many of, like we talked about with Bubba Pollard, all kind of living their dream, their ultimate dream, to be able to run on NASCAR's biggest stage. Well, one of those drivers, Morgan Baird, was all set. The driver from Grass Lake, Michigan, was set to make his NASCAR debut in the NASCAR Xfinity Series today. Got down here, got the phone call, had to turn around and go back. His fiance was put into induced labor, so they had to exit the car to head back up north to take care of things with the family. And Garrett Smithley got the phone call about 11:30 yesterday morning, hightailed it up the road here to Richmond, was able to get in practice today and qualify. So they're looking to have a good finish, but this is the track where you obviously get a lot of opportunities to be able to make that debut. Morgan Baird's going to have to wait and do it again later.
Yeah, and we'll look forward to seeing him sometime soon in the near future. There's your broadcast team ready to go. Jason Toy, Steve Post, they're on pit road for you. Mike Bagley, he's set to go high atop turn number three. What a view he has of this three-quarter mile racetrack. Alex Hayden is alongside. My name is Jeff Striegel. We talk about drivers and their will to win, their passion for winning. The same thing can be said and sometimes overlooked when it comes to organizations. If you're Junior Motorsports, if you're Richard Childress Racing, if you're Joe Gibbs Racing, Jordan Anderson Racing, they all want the trophy to reside on their shelf, in their office. It's competitive there as it is under racetrack.
It really is, and there's two teams right now here to start the season that have essentially been neck and neck, and that is Joe Gibbs Racing and Richard Childress Racing. Those two teams have combined to win four races already this season. Two for Gibbs, two for Childress. Well, you look at the top two finishes. Gibbs has four of those. Childress has four of those. Top fives. Gibbs has nine so far. Childress has six. Laps led. Gibbs led 269 so far. Childress 209. You get the picture? Right now at the beginning of the season, Joe Gibbs Racing, Richard Childress Racing have been the two teams to dominate. No matter what the driver is, they've been the teams to dominate early part of the Xfinity Series season.
It's going to be fun to watch what happens here on this short track. We'll see what happens throughout the remainder of the 2024 season. It's been good so far, and we anticipate that only to get better as this season continues. Lights out on the pace car. Actually, check that. They have waved that off. Good crowd on hand here at the Richmond Raceway. No surprise. It was cold when we got here in the morning. We've been here since, what, 7:30, 8 o'clock? Give or take, around that neighborhood. It was, what, 41 degrees when we arrived?
Yeah, but it's warmed up nicely, right? At 70 degrees right now. Some slight cloud cover overhead. No chance of rain here today for the NASCAR Xfinity Series race, who are going to run 250 laps in the Toyota Care 250. Stage 1 will end at lap 75. Stage 2 will end at lap 150. And then on to the black and white checkered flag, the advertised distance, 250 laps around the three-quarter-mile racetrack.
I don't think we can say it enough. The driver that can manage tires, save tires during the stage over the course of the race is going to be a driver that will contend for a win. When you wear out these Goodyears and nobody else around you has, you're going to go to the tail end of that field, or certainly the tail end of that group.
It goes back to the old tale, the tortoise versus the hare. In a track like this and what we have with tire wear, this one kind of favors the tortoise, because the slower you go here, within reason, of course, you got to stay on the lead lap, but let everybody else be the rabbit. Get out there and run away, and after 10, 15, 20 laps, they'll slowly start backing up to you, and you can go right on by.
And we'll see how it plays out, because we are ready to go under the green flag here. The field now working off turn number 4 at the control. Parker Retzlaff, his first ever career pole happened earlier today. He takes the green flag and he takes the field to turn number 1 and immediately feels the pressure from Cole Custer.
Brandon Jones slow to come to life. Cole Custer quick on the trigger. Retzlaff slides wide out of turn number 2. Lane open downstairs for Cole Custer. Wheel to wheel for the lead.
Side by side through turns 3 and 4, who's going to lead lap number 1? Outside lane prevails by half a car. Parker Retzlaff will lead lap number 1 here at Richmond. Digging downstairs, however, Cole Custer stays right there.
And Justin Allgaier sitting in third, waiting to see which lane is going to open up. Still locked at hip formation. Here's Retzlaff, though. He gets a better bite out of 2. He'll swing around Custer, take the lead back in 3.
His first career pole earlier today. His first laps ever led at the Richmond Raceway happening right now. Parker across the line in hot pursuit. Cole Custer also right there. Justin Allgaier.
Ford Chevy battle for the number 2 position. Custer in the Ford's going to slide a tick wide coming off the turn. That gives Justin Allgaier the good look down low. He's going to try to ease that Chevy to the inside. Can't quite do it at the entrance of the corner.
But Custer will drift wide through turns 3 and 4, especially on an exit. Leaves the bottom wide open for Allgaier. Allgaier's got the Hellman's Mayonnaise Chevrolet to the inside lane.
All eyes on this side-by-side battle for second. Here's Allgaier. He'll slip through. He'll grab second. Cole Custer falls to third. Brandon Jones running into fourth position right now. Feels some heat to the inside from Chandler Smith.
Chandler Smith's got to roll in downstairs. He is going to drive by Brandon Jones, pick up position number 4. Jones back to fifth. Riding sixth right now is Corey Heim.
Corey Heim's got about 4 car lengths to call his own in his own private battle. Just trying to get his sea legs under him right now and doing a good job in the early going. First side-by-side battle just outside the top 10. Parker Kligerman slips for a moment. He's trying to get to the inside of Jesse Love.
Trying to do so, but cannot make it happen. As a matter of fact, he's going to fall under attack right now, coming up off of turn number 4. The charge is on from Sammy Smith on the inside of the Parker Kligerman car.
As they race side-by-side there, they're side-by-side right in front of them. Here is A.J. Allmendinger, Jesse Love. Love, with a strong move from the outside, will claim the spot.
And that is position number 8 for Jesse Love. Then you've got A.J. Allmendinger. Let's stay with this battle because it's a good one. Parker Kligerman is right there, and now down to the inside of Parker is Sammy Smith.
Sammy Smith diving to the inside. Jeremy Clements in the mix. Clements swings a bit wide in the corner. You've also got Sam Mayer, Riley Herbst in that mix as well, as they continue to race very aggressively for this spot.
trying to get all they can while the tires are as good as they're going to be as they continue to wear out lap after lap as we work under the green flag. Just in front of that side-by-side battle we've been talking about, here's A.J. Allmendinger on the move.
Takes his Chevrolet to the inside, trying to ease up alongside Jesse Love. He'll get a fender up alongside midway between 1 and 2, but Jesse Love, again, strong from the outside, will hang on to the spot at least off the end of the back straightaway. They make contact.
Boy, Jesse Love up the racetrack. A.J. got into the back of Jesse just a little bit. Nice save by Jesse Love. He'll hold the spot. AJ is right there. Sammy Smith and Parker Kligerman.
Six drivers tied together for this spot, led by Jesse Love. Love has the spot. AJ Allmendinger right behind him. Sammy Smith will back away, but here's Jeremy Clements going after Kligerman behind the three I just mentioned.
And this is from eighth on back, and it is beginning to lose touch with the top seven with this furious racing that they're doing there. Finally, things settle down with Jesse Love hanging on to that position. Allmendinger under attack now from Sammy Smith.
Watching everybody slipping and sliding already here at the Richmond Raceway. Sammy Smith dials up the low lane, coming out of two. Tries a run to the inside of Allmendinger, but he can't find the room he needs.
Ten down. We'll give you a quick look at the top ten as they run. Parker Retzloff has led all ten, and he's out front right now over Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, and Brandon Jones. That is your top five. The rest of the top ten, Corey Heim, sixth. Right behind him, Eric Almirola, seventh, and Jesse Love, A.J. Allmendinger, and Sammy Smith.
That is the top ten as we stay under the green flag. 11 laps go up on the scoreboard. Parker Retzloff firmly in control of this race. And Mike, you got to be pleased if you're a Retzloff fan. He did all he can to hang on to the lead, but he's managed it and beginning to grow the gap now.
He has done a spectacular job in the early going of this race. We're 10 laps in, lost the lead on the initial opening lap, reclaimed it, and has been able to hold on to the lead and pull away from the rest of the field. Five car lengths now to his credit.
12 down. Let's take a quick look at the comers and goers, those climbing the leaderboard. And those giving up a lot of spaces. There's some big names that are giving up some spots on the racetrack. Jeremy Clements up five. A good run so far for Jeremy. He's already up to position number 12. Ryan Sieg up four. Kyle Sieg up four. Along with Matt DiBenedetto. They're up four. But some of those that are losing spots...
Well, that is Shane Van Gisbergen, who's lost five positions. Haley Deegan has lost five spots. Parker Kligerman is in that mix. Anthony Alfredo. And Austin Hill is stabilized after a backslide. He's back to the 18th position. 13 laps complete, 62 to go in stage number one. And Parker Retzloff is the race leader.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an EasyTalk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Parker Retzloff continues to show the way under green, but things may not be all that perfect with that race team. We'll follow up in the pit when we come back. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back to Richmond Raceway. Caution is on the speedway for a problem with Ryan Vargas's car. Has come to a stop about 10 yards shy of the start-finish line. And, Jeff, that car is on fire.
Well, and we heard it from Mike Bagley during our break. And, Mike, you saw it erupt in flames. Ryan has since hit the fire bottles. Maybe we can talk about that in a moment, Alex Hayden, which has extinguished the fire. But what did you see down the back straightaway, Mike?
I saw Ryan Vargas exit turn two, and all of a sudden a lot of smoke. And I didn't know if he locked up the brakes or not coming into three. But when he passed me, you could see those wisps of flame from underneath the car. He took it all the way to the top side of four. He brought it down onto the apron. Alex documented, basically parked it at the start-finish line. They have a little cleanup over here because obviously some fluid is draining from that Chevrolet.
And he has climbed out of the race car under his own power. Safety teams are there. He got out of the car, Jeff. First thing he did is kind of bend down to his knees and take a deep breath there. That